As I mentioned earlier, today is World AIDS Day. Of course, for the estimated 25,000 plus Australians living with HIV, it's not just a topic that comes up once a year. And a HIV positive diagnosis isn't the be all and end all. Joining me on the phone is Ruan East, the founder of HIVsters, a support and activist group for the HIV positive community. Ruan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. First of all,
no worries. Thank you for having us.
First of all, can you clear up the difference between HIV and AIDS?
Okay. So HIV is a virus that you acquire and that essentially breaks down your immune system. AIDS is what happens when you've lived with the virus for quite some time and you haven't been on treatment.
Right.
It's, as the name would say, an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. It happens after you've had HIV.
Right. Okay. Now, you yourself, you're HIV positive, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about your experience and how it is, you know, living with it?
Well, I've been quite fortunate, I guess. For me, my HIV diagnosis, when I first found out, was quite shocking. I was uneducated. I was quite ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a death sentence. But I reached out to many of the amazing HIV advocacy orgs. I educated myself. I became informed. And I realized that actually I have one pill a day and I'm kicking the exact same goals as I did before.
Wow. So life hasn't really changed barring the medication.
The medication, life hasn't changed much, except for, I guess, the stigmas that we face.
Yeah.
So PLHIV, or people living with HIV, face quite a lot of stigma still, unnecessarily, really. I actually lost one of my jobs because I came out to my employer.
Wow.
I was very close with my boss. I told her, I said, look, I've acquired HIV. It's not the end of the world. I'm on treatment, blah, blah, blah. And soon I was on a performance plan, and they were working me out. So I think, unfortunately, these kind of things still happen today. And that's why I then got up and said, all right, well, we need to do something. Let's support people living with HIV. Let's break down the stigma. Let's organize some campaigns to try and educate communities and ensure that this doesn't happen to other people.
Yeah, right. Now, HIV and AIDS is most commonly associated with homosexual men. Do the conditions only affect the LGBT plus community, or is that another misconception?
Well, look, in Australia, HIV is predominantly a virus that occurs in the gay community.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to become complacent. We have seen a very steep rise in heterosexually acquired HIV. And I think it's because there are a mentality out there that people think, oh, it's a gay problem or a gay issue. We don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they aren't being as safe or making better informed decisions. And there's also quite a rise in amongst the culturally and linguistically diverse communities at the moment, where because of maybe cultural or religious constraints, they aren't prone to getting tested as much. And they actually have quite a high lay presentation rate at the moment, where we don't know they have HIV until they end up in hospital with quite a serious AIDS-defining illness.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, what can people do to mark World AIDS Day and to show their support for the positive community?
Wear your ribbon, talk about it, become informed. I think ignorance and a lack of education is what is driving stigma at the moment. Essentially, in Australia, we can end HIV today. We have the resources, we have the tools, we have the medical advances. We can end HIV transmission today if everyone was informed and educated. But unfortunately, because of the stigma that persists in the community, people not having these conversations, not supporting their local PLHIV or HIV advocacy orgs, that stigma is the number one barrier to us ending HIV. Because if you get tested and you get a positive diagnosis, you've got to tell someone. People might be concerned that they go on to treatment and someone sees them taking their pill. And the other side of stigma is the stigmas facing the community, like me, for instance, losing my job. Some people sort of end up, they pull back from their communities and from their social and peer support, and they stop to self-care. And once that stops, obviously they stop taking treatment and their health fails. So stigma is the number one thing. So the best thing for people to do is get involved, get informed, get educated, get tested.
Right. Now, just then, you mentioned that we could end it today. How?
Mm-hmm.
And why haven't we?
Well, this is the thing. So we have all the medical resources. We have PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis, which is if you think that you've put yourself at risk, you've got 72 hours to get yourself to a hospital or to a clinic, and they can put you on PEP, which stops you from acquiring HIV. We also have PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, where someone can take one pill a day and it stops them from acquiring HIV. And then also people who are HIV positive who are on treatment. Once you're on treatment and you have an undetectable viral load, you're essentially non-infectious. So I'm on treatment, I'm undetectable, I can't pass it on.
Right.
So if you think about all those medical advances and technologies and things that we have, if everyone got tested regularly And if you find out that you have a positive diagnosis, jumps onto treatment, we can effectively end the transmission of HIV.
Okay, well, there's a question from that. Where can someone get tested?
So you can get tested at your GP or any of the sexual health clinics. So I'm from Victoria. There's a few here. I'm not sure what they're called in Sydney.
Okay.
But I know that there are many, not only men's sexual health, but normal sexual health clinics that anyone can go to and get tested. If you've had more than three sexual partners, I would say go and get yourself tested.
Wow. And that's for straight, gay, whatever?
Straight, gay, doesn't matter.
Wow. Okay.
More than three sexual partners. And at the moment, I know that the ages of 16 to 25 are the high risk demographic for not only HIV, but all the other STIs like syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and it's on the up.
Wow, there you go.
It's very important for people to go and get themselves tested.
There you go.
And whatever diagnosis you get, you'll be fine.
Yeah. No, it's just a pill a day. There you go. Now, where can people find out more about your organization, HIVsters?
So HIVsters is not really an organization. We're more sort of a support group that I've launched in Victoria, and we're in Queensland at the moment as well. It's basically a social platform for people who are living with HIV to connect on and build lasting friendships, have a social outlet. We know that connection is a cornerstone of living well with HIV, so staying connected. And that's essentially what stigma does. It breaks people. It takes people away from their social connection. So the HIVsters are there to say to other guys, look, you're not alone. Come and join us. We have monthly social catch-ups. We support each other. And now we also have a little bit of an activist arm, which we just completed the HIVsters Camino, which is the 180-kilometer walk from Portland in Victoria to Pinola in South Australia to break down HIV stigma and create awareness in rural areas.
Awesome. That is awesome. We'll make sure we'll put links on the 2SER website about all the work you guys are doing. We'll also find out who the Sydney equivalent is anyway for the sexual health clinics and whatnot.
Definitely.
Ruan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Ruan East there from HIVsters. Myth busting and breaking down the stigma attached to HIV and AIDS on today, World AIDS Day.